It is time to bring in none other than Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, who covers our area. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. I am here. I didn't hear your little forward there, so I just want to make sure we're here.
We're here.
Good. Okay. Another Monday.
It's a Monday, a normal Monday where things are
screwing
up. You know,
my computer does that every day of the week. I don't know why. Or is it just Mondays?
Yeah, you know, it's not the computer. It's the programming. And also, it's like my mother once was testing a Mercedes. She always owned Lincolns. She brought it into the dealer after she took the test drive, and she said, there's something about it I don't like. And he said something that stayed with me forever that went over my mother's head. He said, maybe it's a loose nut behind the wheel. Well, sometimes I feel that way about myself sitting behind it.
Not the computer, it's the person running it,
in my case. Well, anyway,
we had a busy week in Falls Village. I don't know if you've followed it all, but issues there.
Followed it, and you've got two stories back-to-back, which are featured in this morning's Republican American about Falls Village.
Yeah, it started yesterday. We did a story on the town being one of only two in the state to not officially record any COVID viruses, but there's some conflicting ideas there. Some say they're just not reported, that there must be some in the town. And so
I've gotten that all along as well here.
Yeah,
too.
I think. And there's probably some truth to that. It's very hard to record everything and know exactly where people are from. Also, the planning and zoning has been very busy. They had a long, long public hearing the other night in the midst of a thunderstorm, and it was talk about computers and transmission. It was tough to hear. But the Better Place Forest is proposing to put in a conservation memory forest up on Music Mountain, which is basically for cremation remains to be placed there on a large forest area. It's a new program. And,
where your ashes get put into this, and it grows with a tree, yes.
Right, and it grows under a tree, and it's a interesting use of the property. Of course, some of the neighbors had lots of questions, some concerns. It's 125 acres, but interestingly enough, it will stay commercial. It's a commercial for-profit organization, so the land will remain on the tax rolls. Because of all the problems with transmission, the hearing will be continued because people felt it just wasn't fair that not everybody could be heard, and their electricity went out in the middle. So I believe it's August 20th that they're going to resume this public hearing. And again, it's on Zoom. Also, the selectmen were approached by the Cornwall Conservation Trust asking for support for preservation of land up on Music Mountain. But as happened in Cornwall, selectmen are getting a little concerned about all the lands coming off the tax rolls, and this would come off. So they decided not to give a letter of support to the trust to purchase this property. So
it's needing of tax dollars and possibly in the future.
They
can't back yourself into a corner.
In Cornwall's case, you know, they wanted to make sure there's land for affordable housing. And 10 years ago, when all the towns were doing their plans of conservation and development, it was all about retaining the rural character of the towns and keeping open space. And now they're finding, I don't know if there's such a thing as too much open space, but Falls Village, they said, has 60% of its land is open space between the state, the feds, and private trusts and farmland. So. Interesting. The whole thing is rather interesting.
And when you also in Falls Village, when you throw in the affordable housing,
that's the other issue. Again, at Lime Rock Station, there is a proposal that came about a year and a half ago to put in, 29 units or something like that of affordable housing there, and the neighbors really came out against it. The application is back, and it's scaled down, but it's still, there's a whole group, 22 people signed a letter of concern about it. And excuse me, again, the hearing will be held, I think it's September 23rd. They have to get a lot of data in before they can hold it again, but there's concern that the incentive housing zone really was never legally formed. So, as I say, the spotlight is on Falls Village this week. Lots of stuff going on. Otherwise, kind of a slow thing.
Sharon has a historic district meeting today. Also, Salisbury Planning and Zoning has a commission tonight meeting at 6:30.
Sharon's selectman tomorrow at 5:30, correct?
That is going on tomorrow. The Cornwall Zoning Board of Appeals is meeting tonight at 7. I mean, it's not, and Kent has Inland Wetlands Commission meeting tonight, and the Park and Recreation Commission, and as you said, the Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow. But other than that, it is a very, very quiet week,
Quiet week, and coming into a very quiet month. August is traditionally very slow for us news people. People take a break and just, well, in this case, not go on vacation, but at least chill for a while.
And even this weekend, the weekend in Norfolk is a virtual weekend. It is on the Internet this weekend. So.
And we're still focusing, unfortunately, on Great Falls. There was an incident there this week. It just keeps on happening, unfortunately. There were two injuries, people trying to swim, and lots of crews had to come out and rescue.
At least the third person did the smart thing. They called 911. They didn't try to go out and help and get caught themselves.
Yeah. The first person slipped on a rock. Second person went to help her, and they really got into trouble. And they had all kinds of crews out there. They had to take out a boat twice to catch each one. It was rope teams. It was... And again, I don't know. I wasn't up there this weekend. Was it crowded? Do you know?
No, I don't know. But I know that down at Bulls Bridge, there were tons of cars that parked.
And in Cornwall, Gordon Ridgway, along with Gene Speck, the first selectman in Kent, they are urging that Kent, they're going to urge Department of Energy Environmental Protection to open Kent Falls. The overload obviously is going north because they can't use these places that are closed and causing issues. So Mohawk Pond now is in the...
Was loaded with people.
With people, and again, Gordon Ridgway's, you know, concerned about...
But people have been parking illegally and going to Kent Falls anyway.
Not too much. Very little. Yes, some, but it's primarily pretty desolate there, and... some know the back way and could down through, from the back. But that's an open, pretty open. People can spread out there, and they do have some rangers where, there's no monitoring at Great Falls or any of the other places. So it might help to just alleviate some of the crowds going north. And as we mentioned last week, Bash Bish was just inundated, It's going to be an issue all summer with this heat.
And people are going to have to come up with plans for next summer because you can't deny people from Fairfield County, and I know people are going to hate for me to say this, and from New York City, from wanting to get out of the city and get to someplace cool for a while. You want them to follow the laws. That's the only thing. You don't want people to break the laws or put themselves in danger. But it's a situation that really has to be looked upon seriously by governments in both states and also
the
cooperation
light.
With the towns,
and
First Light and whoever controls property along that Housatonic River.
Just a reminder that Canaan, there was going to be a special selectmen's meeting to talk about ordinances. That had to be canceled because there were some glitches. So that will be done at the board's regular meeting on August 3rd. And that night also, Governor Lamont will be speaking at the Democratic Coalition Northwest Connecticut. That's next Monday, so that's going to be a busy night. And just lastly, the Old Town Hall in Falls Village has been vacated by Harper Blanchett, the artist, and now they are hoping to put in a Village Green Market and get some activity down in the center of Falls Village.
All right. So, with that, Ruth, we'll tell
okay,
you to...
Okay, Marshall. That should do it for now.
Be careful zooming around this week.
I shall. You too. Stay well.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American this morning here on Robinhood Radio. You can find that report at robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Ruth Epstein with the Republican American Report.